They'd get that old, but it seemed like the rice had a shuck on it or something. It'd beat all that and fan it out. So it'd be pestling rice in that stuff, taking it out and fanning it, you know, getting the trash out of it. In that old stuff. He said that's the way they done it. He used to raise it all the time, his folks.
I never heard of that.
Alan, but I never done that, never seen it, but he said that's the way they used to do it. I've heard of two or three said it raised rice. I never seen any grow to know it.
Mm-hmm. I never heard that word, never.
Because I imagine a person over in Arkansas, Mr. Nelson, had a mighty big rice farm over there. I reckon they know something about it.
I'm going over there, so I'll ask.
Sir?
I'm going to be working there, so I'm going to ask if they have heard that term, pestling rice.
Yes, pestling. That's what he called it.
What do you make out of corn that you eat with your eggs in the morning? What's that white stuff that you make out of corn that you eat with eggs sometimes? You call it grits?
Oh, mush? What do I say we call it? You talking about that gruel?
I'm thinking of something that's another. The mush would be a kind of yellow, right? The mush would be yellow.
What?
Would mush be yellow or white?
Eat with corn?
No. When you make mush out of cornmeal, that mush would be yellow and yellow, right?
Oh, it'd be white.
Oh, would it be white?
It'd be white like your meal.
Uh-huh.
If you put too much yellow seasoning, it'd be a little yellowish. Well, it'd be just like the inside of a bread.
Mm.
Be the same color of bread.
Mm-hmm.
If you break the bread open, the inside would be like the meal, white.
Mm-hmm.
And the side was baked would be brown, crust side would be brown, but the mush, it would be just white, like the cornmeal.
Now,
cooking it in the water.
What is this stuff, this white stuff that you eat? It's made out of corn, and it's real white that you eat at breakfast.
Grits, you're talking about.
Grits. And did you always call them grits when you were a boy? Did you have them when you were a boy?
Well, I don't remember the grits. I remember the grits about... I had more grits about 15 years ago than ever in my life. They ended down in Miami. I stayed down there a week with some folks. Grits for breakfast, grits for dinner, and grits for supper. They had more. I had more grits down there until I went to buying my stuff. I just tell them I'll finish the breakfast this morning. Go up the store and get you on the Kroger and get some beef. I went up there and get beef. We never did eat none of them. I didn't like that. Chopped corn. Nothing but chopped corn cooked. Corn grits. I never bought none of them in my life.
And how about hominy? Did you ever?
Oh, that's something. You at home now. I've eaten a many gallon of that.
Uh-huh.
I could use some of it right now.
Right.
Yeah, well, hominy. Put it on, put some of them old wood ashes in it. Like you used to cook that old ash cake in a little bag, tie it up, and cook it in the wood ashes. And cook about 3 hours. Study along, then take it out and fuss it. Put it some water in all that outside skin will be done cooked soft enough to break loose and skin off and leave the kernel part of it there.
Mm-hmm.
And wash it and put it back in there and cook it all.
Mm-hmm.
Then when you get it through, you get it out if you want and put it in a skillet in some warm water and mash it up and put you some grease in it and water down that way.
You make it sound good.
It's all right. I like that.
Uh-huh.